little disclaimer that I, Mystic, am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, after following a bogle through a hole in the dream realm, the party found themselves adventuring through a dungeonous landscape, only to find a cell with a journal explaining an eternal fight of an undead warrior for Zazriel, the king of the undead. After finding an arena, the party found themselves between two gods, Zazriel and Arudi. And as the battle ensued, Arudi seemed to disappear, his magic being absorbed by Zazriel, deep fissures splitting the ground around them. The party decides to retreat. And that is where we find them.
The weave kind of contorts and twists around them as if it's at its every whim.
I think understanding that in this moment, Morgus is just gonna call out to the party. I don't think this is a fight we can win. I don't think this should be a fight. And that'll be my turn.
Godfrey?
It's the only way out! And, Godfrey's gonna keep running forward. Is Arudi there anymore? Is Arudi dead?
You can't see him anymore in the fissure.
I guess I have to be up. No, that's all fissures, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There. Godfrey runs to the point where the two fissures collide, where Arudi used to be and is no more, where Zazriel's just kind of hanging above. And he searches for anything he could do. Like, he looks where Arudi was, that's not there. He looks at Zazriel floating there. Can't touch it. He tries to look up towards the bogles. Mm-hmm. Does he see like that kind of rift that they're running through still? Are there Absolutely. Any bogles left?
There's like one or two just kind of clambering through. And from the other side of the portal, you can see like a very strange pink and yellow mushroom and some like purple trees with blue foliage through the other side.
Okay. He's going to take a couple of his darts and pull out the rope in his bag, and he's going to try to start constructing just the quickest makeshift grapple hook he can.
Yeah. Give me a sleight of hand check.
Uh, 23.
Great. Yeah, you're able to do it, and it actually looks like pretty great.
Okay.
And you can also use this turn to throw it if you'd like.
Okay, I will throw it as well then.
Yeah, give me athletics check.
I'm going to add knowledge of another life to this one.
Hmm.
It's only going to add one to it. So that's a 14 total.
That's enough. It hooks onto the bleachers on the other side, and you have successfully created a passage over the fissures to the portal that the Boggles are running into.
Godfrey's going to wrap it around himself and try to, like, anchor himself. And he says, go across. That's the end of his turn.
All right. Libby. Can't hear anything you're saying, Libby.
Can't hear you.
Nope. All right, we'll come back to Scylla. What's you doing?
Scylla's gonna get back up from leaning over, look up at Godfrey, and go, "Fuck it, I guess we're running." And I'll head towards the portal up the grapple.
Great. You're able to go through as you shimmy up the rope up to the bleachers. Are you going through or are you going to wait?
I'm going to wait. I'm going to make sure that Ziba gets in first and see if anybody else needs a hand up. I'm going to wait on the wall.
We can hear you now, Ed. What would you like to do?
Just to make sure Godfrey was like, to all of us, go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Livy's going to climb on the rope. Get on the rope.
Yeah, you make it to the other side. Scylla is waiting there for others to go through. Do you head through the portal?
No,
I'm waiting. Wait as well.
I wait as well. We either all do this or none of us do this.
All right. The creature, the lion creature, is going to continue to jump across to get closer to Zazriel.
Is it incapacitated still?
Oh yeah, it is incapacitated. Okay. Thank you. It does nothing. Yay. Zazriel just kind of turns all of its eyes on the panels up towards Livy and Scylla and the passage. And just looks at you all. You hear a booming voice, but Livy's the only one who hears what he says. My fight was never with you. He takes no further hostile action. Floats so over to the lion.
So I'm a historian. Can I, like, interview you?
Just, like, looks over all of its eyes on the rings. Leave. Or stay and fight. Forever.
All right, you heard the man. We're not trespassers. Thing, creature.
As we leave initiative.
I'm on the other side of the arena.
Yeah. You're able to just legs. Walk around to the portal if the party wants
As
to wait
I
for
do.
You.
Mm-hmm. If it's clear to Morgus that Zazriel isn't taking any more hostile action.
Mm-hmm.
What Morgus is going to do is use a spell slot to cast Detect Magic as I walk over.
Hmm.
So that I can try to better understand the power that he absorbed and how the weave is reacting to Zazriel after, because this is the first time we've ever seen a transfer of power like this. Mm. And Morgus wants to try to glean any and every bit of information he can before he leaves.
Yeah. Give me, you're gonna, you said you're gonna detect magic?
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, as I'm moving, I'm going to detect magic, and Morgus's eyes are just gonna flash, and he's gonna study while he's walking before he leaves.
Yeah, I think this is beyond the realms of a simple detect magic spell.
Yep.
It's pretty obvious that he is magical, or wields magic in a way. He himself is sort of a mystical celestial being. But give me an arcana check at advantage, because you already knew a little bit as you dig deeper.
Yeah. Yeah, Morgus is just trying to use every tool at his disposal to understand what's kind of like what he's seeing and to study it. Oh, hello. You said Arcana?
Mm-hmm.
Dirty 20.
You don't think Arudi exists anymore, and that Vazriel absorbed his power.
Okay. And with that, I think, like, coming to that conclusion, Morgus is going to kind of freeze just in shock before the doorway and then just step backward through it.
You do so. The party, and Garrick Hyas, as a member of that party, walk through the portal.
Wait. Can I ask one more question of it?
He's not going to answer your questions no matter what you ask him. As you enter into the Feywild, as you step through, the last of the Bogles skitter away with no intention to go back to close this portal. But after a few moments of standing on the other side of it, no one seems to be coming through after you.
I check my ankle.
Your ankle? You mean your foot?
My foot, yeah. Ankle, foot, they're the same
thing.
The
mark
is still there. So Garrick Hyas trapped on the other side of the portal since he can't climb the rope.
Oh, that's a good question. Do you want him to try to walk across it? He would certainly try, I think.
Okay, you would try. What kind of check?
Strength or dexterity?
They're about the same. Oh, it's 18.
He succeeds. He stands on the other side with you. The mark is still on your foot, Libby.
So are we... Is our bodies just gonna... Are they gonna, like, decompose and die? Are we trapped here?
Where'd everyone go?
Nobody go too far from where we are. Scylla looks around at everything.
Is that portal something we won't open?
Everyone give me a perception check. Passive can, if it's higher, we can go with your passive.
12.
Not 20.
21.
I hope that's useful.
My passive. My passive is
13. I'd say my nat 20 is still only a 19, which hurts a little bit.
Zibba with a nat 20, you realize first as you're like looking around, you, Livy, Scylla, and Morgus seem to have shimmering edges to your being. You can almost kind of see the foliage through Morgus standing opposite you in this group, but Godfrey and Garrick Hyas seem to be the same as they always are.
Am I the only one who notices this?
after you do, everyone else who is over a 12 sees this.
Cool. Are we dead?
Is this our souls?
Scylla goes to, like, put her hand kind of through Morgus.
Dude, I look like just one of my ancestors now. Do you think I can actually hug my grandpa?
Oh, that's very sweet.
Morgus sort of goes to, like, meet Scylla's hand.
She'll reach down.
Well, that's weird.
Well, this either does or doesn't mean we're being gnawed to death where we left our corporeal forms, so.
I think it just means that this isn't, like, because Godfrey doesn't have the glow thing.
I also didn't fall asleep to get there.
Yeah, exactly. So
you're you in your body, and we're I don't know what we are.
Can I think about this? Like, can Morgus do some magical math
give me
or something?
An intelligence and arcana. Okay. Or okay. A perception check. Perception DC is the highest.
I will choose Arcana, because magic cool. Man. 14.
It takes you a couple of minutes. The rest of the party maybe continues looking around for subtle conversation. But as Zibba maybe goes to touch a plant, takes a few steps away from the position that she's currently in.
I would.
You almost see, like, the sucking, almost like a comet, of her form back through the portal. Like, you don't think you're going to be able to get too far away from this location. And that if you do, you may kind of just cease to exist.
Guys, look, cool. I think it's more of that itchy plant from earlier.
Don't fucking touch that.
Don't wander off.
And I'll point out the little, like, comet trail from our ethereal forms back to the portal.
Our essence is tied to the other realm. And if we wander away, might sort of come fray at the edges and come completely undone. So we shouldn't wander, and we should probably go back in order to get back. I'm not sure about that part yet, but
so
stay here.
Over above table, we leveled up. Do we get the spells and stuff from our level up?
You get the spells from your level up. You don't regain HP and you don't regain spell slots yet.
So we haven't... It's not like we've long rested or anything.
You haven't rested or anything.
Yes. I asked because I chose Dimension Door as my new spell. But I can only take one willing creature and it can go anywhere I imagine.
Within 500 feet.
Oh, within 500
feet. You can't go
feet?
To another plane.
Oh, that's silly.
Great spell.
That's a deceptively titled
spell.
You
can't actually go into an actual other dimension? That seems true.
It's not called plane door.
That's such a...
It's a slightly further than Misty Step door. And friend.
And friend. Step I can bring up friend.
Now, if anyone took banishment.
Sorry, what?
Is it possible that we
So you probably shouldn't close that portal.
No.
Sorry, lady.
Where it goes? Sorry.
No, you asked, is there any way to change where it goes? Is that what Liv asked?
Yeah, sorry. I thought you were done, and then I...
With your Arcana, Chuck Morgus, there's not a way to change where it goes. And the more you think about it, the more you understand that until you remove these marks from your feet and wake up in your body naturally, you're going to be tethered to the dream realm.
I imagine that I understand that Zazriel could remove the marks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That power lies now with Zazriel. Always did. Anyway. I imagine that Morgus is understanding that, like, really the way to undo all of this is to go back into the dream realm. And... wake up in our physical bodies from the dream realm.
Correct.
Okay. I will explain that math to the party.
We're going to convince them just to let everyone go.
Sorry, what?
I'm not understanding the math.
Here. At best, being here is a reprieve, so maybe we could at least use this as an opportunity to get some rest. To sort of gather ourselves a bit before we have to go back.
The only way we're getting back, rest?
We can try.
We're not dead? Is that a permanent rest?
Well, if you wander off too far, it would be. But we're not in the realm of dreams anymore, so we might have the ability to rest here. Good try.
We're gonna dream inside of a dream?
No, I don't think we would dream inside of a dream. It's a bit too bright for that here.
As this is happening, Scylla's going to check the immediate perimeter just to make sure that it's safe if we're planning on sticking around for a minute.
Yeah, there's Lily's like bogle pass. Slick around. Sorry, go ahead, Ed.
No, you're good.
But you can kind of, as you do that, I would say all of you are able to to gain a better perception of like how much space you have, like how far away you can even get from the portal. It's about like a 50-foot sphere around the portal that y'all are able to move about in without it becoming a little too much. You don't hear anything unusual. You scare some really strange critters away, but they seem to not care about you being around. And other than like the bogle tracks and ick, you don't really perceive anything of danger around.
Livy chooses to pass the fuck out.
It's not gonna disappear when we're sleeping, right?
Probably not.
And then it would be a permanent rest.
I'll take first watch in case anything happens.
Everyone give me a history check. An intelligence check.
17.
Oh, me too. Okay.
3. Which I think is an accurate grasp of the situation I have.
No.
17. You distinctly remember the portal that you saw outside of Arudi's and all the conversation that Arudi and Medusa had about having to physically go and close these. You don't think it's a time frame in which like the magic will just dissipate on its own. There would need to be action taken by someone to physically close the portal.
It could just disappear.
No, it's sort of like,
good.
You know how some of those like very elegant homes in
it's like a window.
Oh no.
Like
Florencia?
It's like a window in a breezeless
Thank
day.
Thank you.
It's not just gonna close on a day. If there's no breeze out, the window's just gonna stay open. It's not gonna like
It's windows in a nice home?
No, like there's sort of pocket doors in those like really nice homes in Florencia. Those stay open. It's a doorway. Unless someone
You mean like that one bed I built that went open into the pocket that I was working on?
Yep, just like that.
It's not if just you don't, mine did go like, up on its own sometimes till I got the spring thing right, so
you should fix that when you get back to the cottage.
I had to fix it a lot sooner. We still about got trapped in there one time, remember?
It will be alright, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. I guess we'll just nap on the ground with any of my backpack or blankets and hope I'm not dead.
It's the spirit.
You got any nice roots to use as a headrest around here?
Yeah, there's like a bright purple one. Looks Perfect. Rather cozy.
I'm sure.
It smells like peanuts.
That's a weird detail to supply to me. Guess my not dreams inside of a dream will smell like peanuts.
Hey, Wild.
Okay.
That was such a DM call out without being a DM call out. It was great.
I hope I don't start chewing on it in my sleep. It'll be great.
I'll pick the first watch with Godfrey. If y'all want to go to bed.
Sure.
Are you building a fire or anything, or just plopping right down?
What do we have?
I don't know how wise it is for us to draw too much attention and attract any unwanted creatures around us.
Can we feel the cold in this form? I thought we couldn't even interact with the environment. Oh. The wildlife here is very loud.
Best not to light the fires to attract it.
Zippa goes to sleep. Libby calls first watch. Godfrey can't sleep. What are Scylla and Morgus doing?
Scylla's not quite settling into sleep just yet. Is kind of slumped against a tree, nodding off, but is kind of keeping an ear out just in case.
Cool.
I think before Morgus does get some rest, he's going to take his metallic orb spell book and he's going to disassemble it a little bit. Adjust some wires and maybe add. He's done some math recently. You know, he's going to make some adjustments to make it a little more efficient. He's going to start looking for a couple new configurations, and there's going to be one that sort of glows with this sort of dark, almost black, void-like energy. And he'll almost look like he's gonna sneeze for a second and then gather himself, keep going, and find another one that sort of flashes gold. Kind of look at the portal and he'll start to sign in the air, and there'll be like a gold thread that he'll pull on, and then he'll turn his palm up and he'll there's like this cube in his hand, and he'll just clench his fist and dismiss it. the orb away and then bed down.
All right. Livy and Godfrey are left alone. Garakaius goes and tries to snuggle next to Zippa's non-corporeal form and is unsuccessful but falls asleep close to them.
So,
Azrael's gonna want something.
Yeah, but first. One, I know I'm not one to judge, considering how much I hid when we first met, but this is kind of important. Why didn't you tell us?
Why didn't I tell you what?
You know, man. Come on.
It's hard for me to hear you. I know you're whispering, so no one else will wake up.
You're their champion? Your mission was to convince us to join them? Is there other things we don't know?
That was not my mission as I understood it.
Godfrey,
I did not say anything because it wasn't important at the time. I had told you constantly that you should not trust me anymore.
It feels like an excuse, what you're saying. I just don't understand. Was it Garakaius? Is that why you didn't tell us? You know this is something I specifically would want to know. Did you know they were working with Mary?
I did not know that they were working with Mary. And Mary, she is working with Erebus, was not supposed to come with an eyesight of the rest of us. That was part of the deal. And that part of the deal was broken. And so my trust with Nyx is broken.
I don't understand why you didn't. I thought we were your friends. Why didn't you talk to us about this? You're a friend. I don't know. Do you not trust us?
Godfrey will look over at Garakaius. I don't trust Nyx.
I understand.
Whatever distance that I could have between you and them is distance that is well worth it. It's not for lack of trust. Not in you. Lack of trust in myself.
Believe me, I understand that. But something I've learned in the brief time I've known all of you, trying to every time I've tried to protect all of you with... Every time I've tried to protect all of you for myself, it's blown up in all of our faces. And it seems to only hurt you worse. We're part of this, Godfrey. And you can't protect us forever. Not from this.
It passes Azrael first.
True enough. Hopefully he'll listen. Although, well, hopefully he'll listen.
You continue your watch with no interruptions. Livy, who are you waking up for second watch?
That's a good point. Who wants to grill Godfrey next?
When I'm sleeping, you get to choose.
Okay. Let's see. Let's do Morgus. Let's wake up Morgus.
How do you wake him up?
I use prestidigitation to have a little sound right next to his ear of a showtime. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my nighttime. Yeah. And that's what you wake up to.
That's not the worst wake-up call I've ever had.
Your turn. And then we'll go to bed.
Familiar, but...
Yeah, it's a...
Morgus will sort of settle down and... We take out the grapefruit and just kind of... heft it from hand to hand. Start the watch. Next to Godfrey.
Azrael will want something.
Yes, it will. I only wish we had some measure or some way to inform ourselves about Zazriel. At least Erudi was a slightly less unpredictable variable.
You have any plan?
I got a few, but I don't know what I don't know what'll do any good. You know, I could try to send one of us back. We do know about Zazriel is that he likes champions. at least sort of sadistic with his playthings. And I suspect more powerful than we understand as of yet. What about you?
Try cutting off someone's foot.
I hadn't thought of quite such a direct approach.
Only problem is your form is not really average.
Was that a slight undwarven feat, Godfrey?
The mask just turns to you. The head's cocked. No.
It's been a while since I've thought you've made a joke. If that was one. What do you make of Zazriel?
I don't know. It's beyond comprehension.
Was it Erudy that said Zazriel was the older? Well, enough about incomprehensible cosmic entities. How are you?
Right now, of a singular mind and trying to stay focused. I don't understand anything of anything that is happening right now. Out of my element, out of my depth. I'm the only one here who's safe. Keep brewing up plans. We're going to need them for tomorrow.
I'll try. For what it's worth. Even though I'm not safe. Even though we're all out of our depth. Glad you're here.
And with that, you continue your watch. Who are you waking up, Marcus? Godfrey could also say you don't have to, but I'm operating under the assumption that we're going to do what we always did, which is just like keep people up on the watches with Godfrey.
I think what Marcus will do is...
So... Would you like to continue the rotation of chats with Godfrey?
Who are you asking that to?
Oh, Godfrey. I'm I'm asking if, would you, do, are you finding the conversations tedious, or would you like some time to be alone?
I think I'll find myself with plenty of time to be alone in the future.
All right. Morgus sort of walks back and looks over at Ziba, curled up next to Garakaius. Then over at Scylla. Morgus will prestidigitate the scent of that tea potpourri that he made for Scylla. Scylla.
Without very much effort at all, one eye kind of opens. Scylla's been with her back up against one of the weird trees. Morgus?
It's your turn to go brood with Godfrey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The smell is a nice touch, too. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Scylla will walk towards Godfrey. I think if Godfrey's back is turned and Scylla's walking up on, Scylla's just going to put a hand on your shoulder before kind of walking around and sitting opposite you.
Godfrey stays just perfectly still as you do. Doesn't respond. The shoulder is cold.
Squeeze just a tiny, tiny bit. Go and sit down. When she sits down, it's going to kind of be that way that like her heels are touching, knees are up, and kind of puts elbows on knees, resting. And her chin is just on her sword. We're going to need to offer something.
I know.
I'm laughing on mute.
Stop. We were doing so good.
Sometimes the charm, I don't know. Let's see.
We got any plans?
Beyond reasoning, I mean, we went in with violence. We went in misguided. We weren't chased. I don't know. Hurt things, and I. What if we tried to reason?
I believe his last words to us were, leave or stay and fight forever. Now we can't leave.
If the only way is back through. The answer is that one of us stays. I don't even know who these people are.
He is the force that's been keeping people there for all these years. kind of reason can we bring to him to let you all go? Let even one of you go.
That's a point. We can't fight. We don't even know if we're going to wake up rested.
Well, you've already slept a bit.
Scylla kind of cricks her neck, shakes out a little, seeing if I can feel any benefits of having rested at all.
Absolutely.
Banging. I mean, not for nothing, silver linings and all that, I suppose I feel less tired. But even at full, I still don't think we stand any chance. You saw what happened back there with... what the fuck? Rudy? Yeah.
I just don't know enough about the situation.
Have you consulted anyone lately?
Well, I talked to Morgus and tried to talk to Livy a bit about it.
It's not the party, I mean.
Nix warned us about going in.
Do you think they were trying to be helpful?
I think they weren't trying to throw away an asset. Mm.
And Scylla sort of winces at that.
Just wish I knew how that magic worked. Something kept him weak for a long time.
I think from kind of out of one of like the top hip guards silhouettes, I'm going to take out that tarot deck and kind of thumb through for the card that was holding. If that still, I can't remember if that like evaporated when it, or if that's still in the deck.
Yeah, that one totally just like was engulfed in flame.
Just,
but Godfrey saw it clearly as the broken one card, which she could tell you if you asked.
I can't help feel partially unwell. And she kind of holds over the deck, hands it over to Godfrey. Did I let this thing, or was this always going to? I mean, did Rudy lead us to this?
That's what he said.
You don't feel any magic left in the deck, Scylla.
It's just a deck of cards.
The card's not there. The card's missing. Godfrey hands the deck back.
No sense in putting anything back in a bottle, I guess. Puts the deck back in the top hip guard. And there's still all those people. Godfrey, what do we do about those people?
There's only one thing we can do if we want to save the people.
I'm not cutting my foot off.
There's two things we've got to do in order to save all the people.
What's the second?
We have to kill Zazriel. It's the only way to save them. It's the only way we all get out.
insight. Does Godfrey believe that?
Do you want it to be tested?
Well, I mean, do I need to? Is that...
You're reading through monotone voice and a mask.
Yeah.
Body language.
They've known each other for a while. Yeah.
Godfrey has to remain motionless in his rest state.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not any body language. His body is still.
What I'm hearing is you have what you have.
Yeah. Loud and clear. Got it.
Like, Scylla can read that any way that she wants. Like, if she reads disbelief, that is fair. If she reads belief, that's also fair.
It's more what Scylla's wanting to look for. It's more like... I haven't even asked how you are.
Pretty mad.
At us?
No. Why mad?
Trust was breached. Even after making an alliance, it wasn't held for more than 2 weeks.
No, considering how quickly those alliances were made, can we be surprised? I'm sorry. I'm not calling you gullible. We don't even know who the fuck these people are.
They're gods, so.
You hear things growing up. You hear people claiming things and wielding this wild power, slinging these just outrageous spells. And they just have these throngs of people that just do anything for them. Because what?
Do you see any of them do what Zazriel did? Have you seen any of them do what Rudy has done? There are powerful people, and then there are gods.
I can't say for sure what I've seen. I think these people are dangerous. I think whatever their hierarchy is, I don't know that the few of us can take it on.
I don't know if we can, but I think we have to.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. We've been colloquially calling this episode the Zuko episode. You know, gotta hang, gotta chat. If you like what you heard, give us a follow, join our Discord, and check out all of the other stuff we have going on. We have a new show, But Then What? Improv Storytelling. You can find all those episodes wherever you listen to podcasts or on our YouTube page. They are streamed live the second Tuesday of every month for season one. Season one finale is in February, so be sure to get caught up, tune in live for those, hang out with us. The collection of short stories written based on the NPCs of this world, Rick Monish, is out now. You can find that wherever you find books online. It's called We May Not All Be Heroes. It's by me, Sierra Lynn, with a lot of other great folks involved. So find that wherever you find books. And we hope to see you around for all the other extra awesome stuff coming up from us. Intro and outro by Nolan Clock. Everything else by myself and the cast. I hope you have a really great day. Thank you.